Mr. Chair, I suspect my intervention's not going to be a great surprise to those in this room that we support others who've put forward the proposal for this language. We were listening very carefully this morning to the Russian delegation in terms of their objections, and we note their position on the revision in any way of Protocol 3, and like others, we want to reassure them on that note and everyone in this room that this is not a call for the renegotiation of Protocol 3. But Russia also said that we should fully comply with Protocol 3, and we would fully agree with that. And in fact, the joint proposal that we made to you, Mr. Chair, would enhance universalization and implementation of Protocol 3 in modest but important ways, which would seem entirely consistent, really, with the broader purpose of what meetings of high contracting parties are for. And, you know, in that regard, it's perhaps significant that the meeting this week has spent a great deal of time on minutiae and on managerial issues, largely of interest to a few delegations, if we measure the number of interventions by them. So it would probably be good for this regime, in fact, as a whole, to discuss implementation and universalization of one of its protocols in more detail. And just finally, you know, to take the position that there's nothing new to discuss or nothing, and I quote, persuasive in the opinion of one state party on one of the protocols that underpin this regime, when as high contracting parties we've actually not had a chance to consider information that's recently come to light and to assess what this means for compliance with and promotion of Protocol 3, isn't good for the health of the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons in the longer run. And so we think it would behoove states parties or high contracting parties to this instrument to support efforts to have some form of systematic discussion. Thank you very much.